Lawmakers in Nevada are rolling back protections granted to law enforcement officers under investigation. The protections were just put into place last year. Law enforcement agencies and progressive groups both denounced the bill. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has the story.
Last year, lawmakers expanded certain rights for officers under investigation. Now, lawmakers in the Senate have introduced SB 2, a measure to roll back some of those protections. Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro from Las Vegas sponsored the 2019 law, but says it needs to be re-examined with SB 2.
It is an effort to balance legitimate worker protections and to ensure accountability and transparency for our law enforcement officers so that we may build the trust with the communities that they serve.
There are several provisions under the new bill. It requires law enforcement agencies to launch an investigation in a reasonable amount of time, but it doesn't clarify what that time frame should be. The new measure also extends the statute of limitations from 1 year to 5. Another change is that the measure prohibits an officer's legal representation from viewing evidence until after an investigation is complete. But that has police unions worried.
The ability for an officer or a representative to inspect the evidence is key. Providing officers the ability to be well informed prior to an interview only gives them the ability to provide more informed answers. Officers are compelled to provide a statement, and they are required to tell the truth, or they are terminated, and rightfully so.
That was Troyce Crumey with the Las Vegas Police Managers and Supervisors Association. Also speaking in opposition, Brandon Casanelli, a Reno police officer for 13 years, says the change will hurt the good guys.
Stripping civil liberties away from good officers with this bill is not the same as holding bad ones accountable. If you choose to pass legislation that is ill-informed and in obvious response to identity politics generated by an angry mob, I would ask you who you hope to continue to rely upon to defend you from that very angry mob.
Civil rights organizations and progressive groups were also opposed, but for different reasons. Gary Peck is the former director of the ACLU of Nevada. He said the law passed in 2019 was among the most tone-deaf policing bills in the last two decades, and lawmakers aren't doing enough to clean up the damage from it.
SB 242 was an utter abomination and embarrassment and just bad policy.
The organization's current policy director, Holly Wellborn, said SB 242, the legislation passed last year, should be repealed completely.
This is not what the community has asked for. The actions that occurred in May in Minneapolis have shocked the country. We have uprisings all across this nation in our own community. The repeal of 242 was something that the community had asked for because there was much pain by affected family members.
Despite those pleas, the new bill, SB 2, which only eliminates some protections for officers under investigation, was passed on party lines for the most part, though four Democrats in the Assembly voted against it. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck in Carson City.
SB 2 is now headed to Governor Steve Sisolak for his approval. If signed, it'll go into effect immediately. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.